Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for you, for one who is rich, to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and followed you. What will you dare be for us? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, then the Son of Man is seated on the throne of glory. Will yourselves be on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel? And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The last word of the Gospel. Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. I think what Jesus meant is, if we don't keep on following Jesus, maybe in the beginning we are full of zeal to follow him, to do many things for him, but eventually we are occupied by so many earthly things, then we can lose the place. And as a matter of fact, this is a very human thing. We are so much attached to things, the human glory, than to follow the gospel, than to follow Jesus, to love people with all heart, loving people unconditionally. It's not always easy. So when Jesus said, Come follow me, he meant every footstep. Not that Jesus, we follow you. When we say we follow him, our footsteps based on the spirit of the gospel, we have to practice in prayer every day. Let Jesus work within us. Let Holy Spirit dwell upon us, so that what we think is not we want, is to think what will be Jesus would like us to do, moment by moment. Many times our attachment to doing things, to possess something, then we say, oh, we are satisfied, and we forgot about God, about Jesus. And that's a point we have to remind us, if we Jesus, if we want to follow him, you have to sell all things. That means put all the past, all the personal, all the material things apart. Just merely, moment by moment, to do the will of God, to love the person next to you, to do the things correctly with the Spirit of Christ, unconditionally doing things for others. And this is how we have to practice every day. Once we say we are okay, then it will be the failure, beginning of failure. We let us succeed until the end of our life. Satan is in our back. He always tempts us not to do so seriously, not to love so seriously. Satan will not ask us not to love, but to a certain extent, to let us draw into the temptation of material goods, or spending our time if thou think about prayer of the gospel. And this every day we have to confront this temptation. We know at times that we should be restful, more peaceful to prayer, than we work. When we get going to work, going to rest without anything thanking the Lord, we just keep things to ourselves. We thought we are capable, we are successful. But remember, this is warning us all the time. Whatever we can do is not by our effort, it's all His blessing. Jesus already gained this grace for us on the cross. That's why St. Paul says, Jesus Christ became poor, although He was rich, so that by His poverty you might become rich.